you can get in a pulpit as a dispensational minister and explain next Sunday, next Lord's Day, what's happening in Ferguson, what's happening in Lebanon, what's happening in Iraq, and what's happening in the Ukraine. And you can do that by appealing to certain texts that supposedly speak of these things. You go to the Old Testament, you find some mention of Damascus or some mention of Babylon, and you can pull those texts out, and you can apply them to current events, and you can speak of wars and rumors of wars, and then make the application that that's going on in American cities, you know, as we speak. As you can do that as long as you don't have to systematize and see the Bible as having a single thread of redemption from beginning to end. So I think the system is really complicated and convoluted, but I think as long as you're talking about particulars and never connecting them to the universals, the thing plays really well, because you can attack unbelieving Protestant liberals, you can attack those who don't take the virgin birth seriously or who don't believe in a bodily return of Christ. You can go after all those guys. You can argue that the Bible is literal. We're just taking what it says. We're not reading things into it. But what you can't do is tell the story of Christ from Genesis to Revelation.